Again, for media members on the line, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. For now, welcome into the call, the head coaches, James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Two more close games for your squad on the road. Last week, you fall 71-68 at UNCW, and then also a tight game down in Charleston, 66-59, before we look ahead, talk about the two games last week from your view.
Man, in this league, you know, all the teams are good, and, you know, I keep hearing all these coaches echoing this. Everybody's playing really, really close, really, really tight games. And what we have to do is start doing the things that it takes to win those games. And, you know, missed free throws, turnovers, and those are kind of the things that we've been going through all year. That we play really hard, but it's just getting over that hump and doing the little things and being detailed and focused enough to pull these games out against really, really good teams, and especially on the road. You know, missing free throws and turning the ball over kills you.
The turnover thing, I know that's something that you've talked about in the past, but it was certainly a lot better last week. Only 9 turnovers, I think, in both of the two games last week, and I believe you're averaging less than 10 in CAA play. How have you seen your team get better in that phase of the game here as the season's gone on?
Well, that's the ironic thing about it is that we've gotten a lot better with our turnovers. What I'll say about the turnovers is that especially against like College of Charleston and even at the end against UNC Wilmington, there were costly turnovers. We didn't turn the ball over a bunch, but, you know, we had an inbounds play against College of Charleston late and, you know, Brantley steals it and goes in for a layup. And those are the kind of things that we've been doing. Overall, Matt Lewis has been incredible at the one. You know, it's been really, really a pleasant surprise. I recruited him and I watched him play in high school and was intrigued by the fact that, man, I felt like, you know, he showed the capability to play the point, but more so his mindset from the time he got here is wanting to be a leader and wanting to have the ball. And I spoke about this on several occasions. He has the mindset to be the lead guard. And I think he's taken on that challenge. And since he's been in, unfortunately, Joey's been nicked up. And, you know, so it thrust him into that role. But he's embraced it and really run with it and really takes pride in the fact that we're not turning the ball over, you know, with him running the show. So our turnovers have really been down since he started, you know, playing predominantly at the one.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us after.
Your question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel. You may ask your question.
Hi, Chris Rowe. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Just talk about the two games this week, a road game against Drexel, and then you have a quick turnaround, a home game on Saturday against Towson. So just talk about these two games coming up this week.
Well, I'll say this. I think Drexel, you know, I'm watching the film on them the last two games, and they've really, really picked it up. Defensively, being aggressive, Harper aggressive on the ball, Tremaine Isbell's just you know, playing lights out. I heard Coach Matheny kind of allude to that, some of the shots that he's making. And I feel like maybe they got challenged after coming here and, us pulling one out against them. And it just seems like the last two games since then, they've played with a renewed sense of urgency and aggressiveness. So that's going to be a really, really tough game there. And plus, they've learned how to win. And, you know, they pulled out two close games. And then obviously, Towson coming here. Towson's, you know, physical and tough and a bunch of grown men. You know, Zane Martin's one of the better players in the league. But they're all, you know, they're really good. You know, you got Marcel, they're good top to bottom, have a really, really deep roster, guys who've played together and are focused on a goal this year. So it's gonna be two really, really tough games.
Well, Coach, good luck this week. I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Lou, you touched on Matt Lewis, Rookie of the Week. I think for the third time, averaged 17 a game last week, but now 9 straight in double figures. And you touched about how he's playing at the point guard position. But how has his game grown overall here as the season's moved on?
Well, I think he's really, really confident. I think he's, he has a fire. And sometimes, you know, I want to tell him, you know, keep the fire burning. Don't show it so much, but he has a great, great fire and a great, great passion. What I love about him is how he rebounds from the guard spot. But he's just a competitor, and I think that competitive nature, he works all the time. And I think to the guys that work, you start to see the fruits of that work. And so I'm really, really happy for him because, he stays in the gym, and he's really, really committed to what we're doing. He wears it on his sleeve, you know, wants to win, and he's just coming in and fighting and competing every day, and that's awesome to see from a freshman. I honestly think he's one of the guys, along with Darius Banks, who have been, from that standpoint, where we want this program to go. They embody that. They're two guys who are really, really passionate, really, really aggressive, and I think they kind of become leaders in the program as freshmen, and then, you know, that's something they're going to have to wear for the next couple of years.
Another guy inside who's certainly made some good contributions is DeVell Phillips, 13 points and 9 boards in that game at Charleston. He's leading your team in rebounding. I think he's been double figures 7 of the last 9. What with all the talent you've got at the guard position with some of those young guys and with Stuckey, what has he provided for you in the post?
Well, I honestly think he's really, really unsung, and I think what he does sometimes, even from our staff and our team maybe, goes unnoticed. He's really quiet and reserved and kind of nonchalant. He's really comfortable in his own skin, and you know, he's not really a vocal guy or anything like that. But to me, and I tell him this all the time, I feel like he's kind of a compass or a thermostat for where we're going to go and what we're going to be. You know, when he's engaged, when he's active, he can be a really, really tough out. And you know, and again, he's a guy that you can actually throw it to and make some things happen in the post, and you know, sometimes I think to get us home, that's what we need. When he's on the floor late, we have a chance. You know, keeping him out of foul trouble is the main thing, but I do think he's really, really unsung and unheralded, and that's something that I make sure that I go every day and tell him, like, you know, other people may not notice what you're doing, but I do notice, and I feel like you're an anchor and you know, a real, real key to our team.
Before I let you go, you touched on the fact that you guys go to Drexel on Thursday. It's a team you saw a couple weeks ago and went down to the wire 75-73 and got a win over Drexel. What did you do well in that game, and what are some of the keys on Thursday night for you?
Well, I think the best thing we did was that we continued to fight. We're down 3 at the half. And, you know, and again, that's something that's kind of been our calling card, is continuing to fight. And, you know, I think down the stretch we just made a couple of plays. You know, I think Matt, you know, got an and one late, you know, under 2 minutes, made a really good play at the basket. We got a couple stops. Ramon Snowden took a charge. Darius Banks blocked a game-winning shot at the end of the game. We didn't turn it over in the press, which we did against William & Mary late when we were up. So I think just some of the things that we haven't done to close out certain other games, you know, from turning the ball over late, getting big stops, and making plays offensively late, I think we kind of put it all together in that game. You know, it was a really, really tough game. I don't think we played necessarily good, but I think we did what we had to do late. We fought, and then we made plays late.
You mentioned the numbers Tremaine Isabel put up last week. As you've watched him on film, as it sounds like you're doing over these last couple of games, what makes him so difficult to stop?
Just aggressive and downhill, a physical guard. You know, I felt like even going into our first scout, I told the guys, he's a physical downhill guard. There's not a lot of dance to him, not a lot of wiggle. He's a guy that gets it and aggressively gets downhill. He's attacking in transition. He's attacking in the half court. He steps up and not afraid to take and make big shots again. I heard the previous coaches, Coach Matheny and Coach McGrath, both talking about how now, you know, guys, you know, 3 feet off a guy used to be ball movement. Now, you know, we're closely guarding guys. I think a shot Jordan Talley made at the end of the USC Wilmington game, he just kind of threw up a hook, kind of three, with Matt all over him, and he makes it. Guys are making tough shots now, and Tremaine Isabel is a prime example of a guy that will make a tough shot. Just an aggressive guy that's good with the ball in his hands.
All right, Lou, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.